Jacksonville, Florida. It's time for another Hour of Power with Apostle Kimberly Daniels. Get ready for a 60-minute experience that will change your life forever.
The ultimate gospel experience. The new Praise 107.9.
No powers, no things present, nothing's present, nothing's to come, no height, no depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of my God. Go ahead and celebrate the Lord if you believe that. We have with us today a very special guest, my friend Joshua Abraham Valentine. He is a businessman and entrepreneur. He's going to tell us about his company. He's a husband of 17 years to his wife, Kelly. And more than anything, he is a believer and a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And today, as the Lord was touching my heart about being spiritually and physically fit, Joshua is the person. A lot of people have been asking me, okay, what's up with your skin? What's up with you losing so much weight? I'm telling you, I have done a lot of things to lose weight, tried a lot of products. I'm telling you, you name it. But the reality is that I lost almost 20 pounds and, I just didn't want to talk about it until I could actually have somebody to explain what I've experienced, because it's life changing. It's not just something that I did for a minute, but it's how I'm going to live my life for the rest of my life. And if you can just help me welcome Joshua Valentine. What's up, Joshua?
Hey, how are you? Good to be on the show. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
A little feedback. That's all right.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, yeah, welcome. I mean, thank you for welcoming me and having me on the show. I'm excited to talk about the products you've been taking and how others can learn about it.
Okay, so I think we're getting a little feedback. Are we good now?
It's coming from your phone.
So we can't do the phone?
It's going to be a big
feedback.
Joshua, I'm going to ask you, maybe can you
turn your,
do you have your volume on your phone or whatever? I mean, your computer or whatever?
If I you have my volume on, but it's the Facebook Live, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's probably, yep, with the audio from the Facebook, because other than that, yeah, we wouldn't be able to.
Okay, well, just go ahead and roll with it, Joshua.
I can move away from the Facebook.
That would be good.
Okay, you won't see me.
Okay.
Or should I drop off the Facebook? How about I do that?
All right, just go. Yeah, go ahead. That'd be great.
And then you'll come back on. We'll bring you back on.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. That's great.
Perfect. Okay, well, we have no feedback now. Well, beautiful.
Okay, no feedback. I'm gonna fill you guys in on Facebook on what's going on.
Okay, well, great. Well, where would you like me to start? I'm excited to be able to share the product and, you know, what you've been experiencing and really what thousands of other people across the country have regarding, you know, the new you and the new life and new health. Where would you like me to start?
Well, first of all, I want to say that I did the human growth hormones, HGH, you know, which was very expensive in the form that I was doing it, you know, going to the doctor, doing the human growth hormones, and it really works fast. But what I would like you to explain to everybody, because I have healthier hair, skin, places where my eyebrows were not growing. It's growing. My nails are growing crazy. And the main thing is that I lost weight with muscle tone. And there's so many other things that I've experienced from using this product. But it's a gel now. And it's not intrusive. It's homeopathic. And it's in micro dosages. So it's really neat that I could just take a gel and I can just rub a little bit on a couple of times a day and experience the experience that I have experienced. So can you explain to everybody the concept of how this really works?
Yeah, I can do my best. And we actually will have the opportunity for people to text to a phone number to learn some more and kind of learn more about what we're talking about here today. But you hit it on the head. Really, you know, we're aging. We are. Every day goes by that we wake up, the good Lord gives us, we come into another day, we're a day older. And what happens is, in our bodies, we begin to produce less and less human growth hormone, otherwise known as HGH. And by the time we're 60, as a matter of fact, we have 80 to 90% less HGH in our body. So historically, you know, people that have recognized the value of supplementing this and doing hormone replacement therapy and that kind of stuff would do what you just said, go to a doctor and have expensive, invasive procedures to get the benefits. Anybody can look at Hollywood and see people like, you know, Sylvester Stallone, for example, who, you know, at 70-some years old or 7 years old still looks like Rambo or Rocky. And we know that they're benefiting from that type of a product. And
but Joshua, let me stop right there and say to everybody when y'all listen. Listen, when I went to Hollywood, and I want you to go on, but I got to say, I was looking at all these people that are so much older than me. I mean, looking more fit than me, and I was like, what is going on? Is it something I'm missing? And this is the key. It's really anti-aging, and these people, because they had access to the finances. They did that procedure, but now Joshua, what you have now is very inexpensive, and FDA have approved it so that everyday people can use it.
Right. So the FDA has registered it. It's a registered product. And I'll explain a little bit about it. You hit it right on the head. It's a product that everybody can use. Everybody for the masses. It's a homeopathic, first of kind, first to market, FDA registered human growth hormone. What that means is it's a homeopathic product. What does homeopathy mean? It means micro-dosing. So it means your body uses the active ingredients without actually finding yourself in a position where it can harm the body or where it would do some negative adverse effects. It's micro-doses of the active ingredient, and it's a gel. So this product helps support adrenal function, thyroid function, and helps your body benefit from HGH. Now, what does a lack of HGH cause, or what do low human growth hormone levels cause in your life? Well, decreased strength and stamina, low energy, decreased muscle mass, weight gain, sometimes feeling of depression and anxiety, you get thin and dry skin, decreased libido, reduction in bone density, fatigue, and a greater sensitivity to cold and heat. What's that describing to everybody? That's describing what happens as we age. It's a natural thing we all experience, those low-level, basically, side effects. And, you know, aging really is a disease. You know, it's something that happens to all of us. And the beauty of this product is by supplementing it properly, and as you mentioned, Kimberly, it's a gel that you simply rub on your wrist or the inside of your elbows, It's non-invasive, and it absorbs into your body, and it gives you the benefits of increasing your human growth hormone levels, which means better mood, healthier hair and skin, weight loss, as you mentioned, promoting the hair growth, increased joint mobility, enhanced libido, you know, having fat loss, especially around the midsection, increased strength and muscle.
Now stop memory. Right there. Stop right there with the everybody's interested in the fat loss, especially around the waist. And I got some folk on Facebook Live that can't hear, so I'm gonna say this, that you can text the word gel, G-E-L, to 512-957-3332. 512-957-3332. Can somebody put that on the screen for me on Facebook? You could text the word gel, G-E-L. And basically, what you can't hear on Facebook Live, I'm going to do another Facebook Live with Joshua. And he's talking about this product that's just a gel, and it's affordable for everyday people like me and you. We don't have to be movie stars. We don't have to be in Hollywood. We could look like a movie star, but you know, Jesus have us looking beautiful anyway. But everybody wants some. It's when you get over a certain age. My body wasn't losing weight like it used to lose weight. So this product helped me. It's simple. It's not intrusive. It's not any kind of surgery. You just it's very inexpensive and homeopathic. He was saying it's homeopathic. That means that there are no side effects. Everything has a side effect now. And we have people that I've been talking about on Facebook. I'm going to let you know about my secret. I'm going to do another Facebook Live with Joshua, but we wanted to share this with our radio listening audience that, wow, you can be spiritually and physically fit. You know, some folk, they're so tired and they're so, you know, worn out and beat down. They can't even pray, have a good praise. Can't praise God. You know, in the church we go through, we got to be in shape to praise God, you know. And I just believe that as we go through our day, it makes me, and I know you would agree, Joshua, just feel better. It's good to feel better about yourself. I didn't feel good with all that extra weight and care. I was having like my back was hurting, my feet was hurting. When I got out of the bed, and I don't know if anybody can relate to this, when I got out of the bed, I had to walk 10 steps or 15 steps before I got rolling. Now I could just pop right up out of the bed because, Joshua, you mentioned the joint mobility. And that's really key because a lot of people are suffering from arthritis, and with age, the joints get stiff. And can you just touch on that a little bit?
Absolutely. One of the clinical benefits of human growth hormone is that increase in joint mobility and also the reducing of inflammation in your body is one of the benefits people may experience as they're on the product. And what's really interesting, Kimberly, is if you study human growth hormone, it is the mother hormone in your body, and it regulates so much that what happens is when people are using a product like this, it impacts them individually how they need it. So some people, it might be the sleep. Some people, it might be the inflammation they're feeling in their joints. Others, it might be the fatigue, energy, or weight loss. And what's really neat is it's a mother hormone, and that's why there's over 40 different clinically studied benefits of supplementation of human growth hormone. And what I want to mention is this is not something that's a secretagogue or a precursor. And what that is that's products out there that will actually say that it stimulates or tricks your brain into producing more. This is the actual bioidentical human growth hormone, which is the same product that somebody would get from a doctor if they were getting injections. But this is in a microdose, transdermal, meaning applied on the skin, homeopathic format, in which if you study homeopathy, as a matter of fact, many people can actually attest that practice is more beneficial to the body, especially long-term, because it's non-toxic and non-invasive. So the joint mobility, the deep sleep, and that's one of the things my wife and I have been having. As a matter of fact, last night we were blown away. We both slept 9 hours through the night, never waking up one time. And I woke up, and it was the craziest experience because we just both looked at each other like, what just happened? And what obviously we know, our body heals when we sleep. If just people can get better sleep alone, that benefit is such a compounding effect in their life, and God uses it in many ways.
And you said, and you told me that how after, you know, like 3 to 6 months of using this product, your body heals from the inside. And that is so, so powerful, because inner healing, you know, people may look good on the outside and they're just not fit. And it feels good to be fit. And the homeopathic thing that you talk about is so important to me, because I know Dr. Colbert and all of these doctors, and my Dr. Yachter, and they've been on me trying to get me to focus on health, and I was just like, no, we're just gonna cast the devil out, we're just gonna work, you know, and work out. But they were really trying to get me focused on, I'm telling you, I've had thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of products. I've name it. I've done the so like the freezing, the thing that freezes fat. I've done that. I mean, I've just tried a lot of stuff, and nothing in, really intrusive. But this has changed my life. I want to share it. And on Facebook Live, I just want to say to you guys, I owe you, because you can't hear him. And I see everybody saying, I'm not hearing Joshua. But I want to let you know that you can text the word jail to 512-957-3332. And literally what we're talking about is an anti-aging ingredient. I mean, it actually reverses what aging does. At 25 years old, that's when the body starts losing this human growth hormone that helps us to grow, you know, at 25 and going up to age 60. I think we have lost 90%, and it's just putting something back, and it's natural. And I am honored and proud to talk about it. And it's called you didn't even, I don't even think you focused on the name. It's called the new you, right?
Yeah, so the beauty of the product is it's transdermal human growth hormone. When people text the word gel, they'll be sent the information that tells them all the benefits of the product and the name of it as well. And a little FDA disclaimer that I have to say is nothing in the world is anti-aging, guys, because tomorrow we wake up a day older no matter what.
Yep, absolutely.
What we can say is it's got age-defying benefits. Age-defying benefits.
That's good. I need to write that down.
Yeah, aging with grace, and aging with health, and aging with wellness. And again, if you text the word GEL to the 512, and then the rest of it, 512-957-3332, you're going to be sent a link that'll give you all the information you need to learn about the product, where you can get it, how you can get more information about it. Again, that's the word GEL to 512-957-3332.
You know, the people on Facebook Live are going crazy. The people on Facebook Live, they're going crazy, because I don't know why we're having so many interruptions. Facebook is going in and out.
Is the weather?
Is it something going on with the weather? But that's okay. We're going to... we're hearing noises. And...
Right.
Yeah, but listen, it's been a blessing. Hanging out with you today, Joshua. I guess the best thing we could do is tell people how they could, again, text the word jail, G-E-L, to 512-957-3332. And basically, they will give you all the information. When I tell you, it's so affordable for a regular person. This removes all the question marks about how you see all these people in Hollywood and all these famous people. Like, for instance, y'all remember The Young and the Restless? You remember The Young and the Restless? With everybody in my neighborhood, you know, I don't watch the stories now, but we used to watch The Young and the Restless with Vicky and Miss Chancellor and somebody out there know what I'm talking about now, especially you older people, you know what I'm talking about. And, these people are, I was a little girl, they are still on, some of them, on these shows. Wow. And still, I mean, they're looking like me.
Incredible.
So, you know, so guess what? There are, people have access, and I think the key word is access, and I'm giving you access. And you have access by calling 512-957-3332 and just texting the word gel. And we're talking about the new you product, Human Growth Hormones. And it is so safe, it's healthy, and it is natural. Curtis, is there anything that you want to say?
Well, I mean, I guess last time I had seen you doing the campaign party, I think it was something I said, hey, man, I said, what's going on with Kim? She looks different or something. You know,
Kim,
I was,
Kim fine.
Hey, I was going to say, you know, yeah, I was going to say, hey, she fine? She getting, what's going on? But everything was just so crazy that day, and I didn't have a chance to just mention that to you, but that was something that I did notice as well. I was like, what is she doing differently? And then when you shared that with me this past week, I said, oh, that's what it is. So you've been keeping a big secret.
Well, I didn't have to go to the doctor.
Right. Now, how long have you been using this product, though? I'm just curious to know.
You know, like I said, I've been off and on. I've been in contact with this company for over 18 months. But I being faithful, you have to be faithful. You know, you start out by using, it's a little gel, and you put it on the soft parts of your wrist, your inner elbow, and behind your knee, just those parts, mm-hmm. 3 times a day for 14 days, and right. You skip 5 days. So you have to be obedient. We talked about obedience being better than sacrifice, yep. But it's just taking a little M&M size mm-hmm. squirt of gel, mm-hmm. and it goes into your bloodstream, and I mean, it's a great thing. Joshua, is there anything else you would like to say to us before we close out? We are so honored that you came to inform and educate, you know, the people on something that, you know, that really works. That's the real key. It works.
You know, I guess what I would thank you again for having me. It was an honor to be on your show briefly, and I know that I'm excited about your results, and I'm really excited about the results as you continue to take the product. And a lot of people are going to have questions, and that's one of the things that's going to come through this. And the encouragement is just follow what you said. If they text the word gel, they're going to get all the information sent to them, all their questions answered, where they can get the product, how they can actually get the product for free, and really, you know, just if it's something that resonates with them, what they can do next. So, again, Kimberly, appreciate your time and for having me on your show.
Okay, well, we have 20 more minutes. Well, we're going to let you go, and Curtis and I, we're just going to shoot the breeze and kick it with the people. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, care, God bless you, Josh.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Wow, Curtis, that was great, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. That it was, actually.
Now, you know what? Can you put a song? You know what I want to hear? I want to hear that song, Won't He Do It. Can you play that song for me? Yeah. Come on, everybody out there. I want you to just tune in and hone in to what we're talking about. We're talking about New You. It's this gel product that I got a hold of, and I ain't gonna never let it go. If you want to find out more about it, you can text the word gel, G-E-L, to 512-957-3332. And we're here hanging out, and you know, as I told you, as we go into this week, Tuesday, the end of the day, 6 p.m., starts Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. I'm going to have that on Facebook. If some of you go to my Facebook, can you go to my Facebook and like my Facebook at State Representative Kimberly Daniels? State Representative Kimberly Daniels is not a government Facebook page. That is the name of my Facebook page, State Representative.
What's the name of
the song? Won't He Do It? You know, I don't know. Okay, but anyway, you can go there. I'm going to put a post on about Yom Kippur and what it's all about, what it means, and you know, as Christians, why are we even paying attention to that? I'm going to put that on my Facebook so you understand that the feasts of the Lord, they are perpetual, and that it is so important to know the times and to know the seasons. And we are stepping into this time. I'm telling you, this is a time that God is cleansing us and having us to pay attention to hard issues. This is the time not to carry people in our hearts. This is the time to forgive. It's a time to let God evaluate us, you know, to turn the, you know, especially you preachers, especially ministers. A lot of times we're the ones that are ministering, but this is a time to receive ministry. It's a time for inner healing, and it's a time for God to do something in us from the inside out, just like this product. You know, I have a book called Inside Out, and when we get healed, when we get deliverance, a lot of people talk about getting delivered, getting the devil cast out, getting terrible things out of your life. But after you get those things out of your life, you have suffered something, and inner healing must take place. The wounds and the person may be gone, but the thoughts are still there, and the wounds and the unforgiveness. And before we leave today, I just want to pray for real inner healing. Yeah, and you know what? We're going to take a break right now. Go ahead and just praise God for his faithfulness, because the blessings and the promises of God, they are yay and amen. My favorite song, Won't He Do It? We're asking a question, but at the same time, we're exclaiming, yes, he will.
Stopping the shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. Felt so bad I thought I would die. But ain't no power stronger than the one who came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, 'cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, 'cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it, yes he will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out, it's only his grace. Only do it, he said he would. So I trust him at all times. I'm about to lose it again. I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there again. Cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting.
I need a whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses.
'Cause you're always on time. Come and get your breakthrough, 'cause I'm gonna get mine. Only do it, he said he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it, yes he will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. The greatest victory of my life. 'Cause when it comes at your fast and hard, there's only one that can come and make it right. So ain't no need for stressing and crying, 'cause he gon' show up just like he did the last time. And the last time, and the last time. I know, I know, I know. Only do it, only do it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Say it well. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night.
So I trust him at all times. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. What they meant for my downfall turned out to be the greatest victory of my life. Won't he do it? You need to just meditate and focus on what the Lord has done for you. I mean, when you had been between a rock and a hard place and your back was up against the wall, but God showed up and showed out. Didn't he, Curtis?
Oh, my God.
For you. Curtis, go ahead and just tell us about the goodness of God. What has he done for you? Are you just things just laid out for you on the silver?
Yeah, it has always been.
Yeah, it's just like the red carpet is rolled out. You don't go through nothing like that.
Oh my God. I mean, you know, the great thing though about just knowing and having God in your life is unlike anything, because the one thing I realized, you guys, even as a young kid growing up in Lansing, Michigan, up in the cold, and I would walk to the bus stop during the snowy days and saying, you know what, I didn't know God, but I knew there had to have been a God, because as I look and see the beautiful things that God had created, the wonderful things he had done, and even the times where I almost lost my life as a child. I was about 3 or 4 years old, and my dog ran out into the lake, into the river.
Wow.
It was icy, and he actually went into the river and fell in. Me, not really knowing better, I went out there thinking I could help to rescue him. And guess what? I fell in also. And that was the first time I actually almost saw death. I remember it was like it was yesterday, because I just remembered being pulled out and I was holding my dog though at the same time, right? but you know, just stories like that.
So you and the dog were saved.
Myself as well as the dog were saved.
Wow.
And that was, you know, and as I think about the goodness and all these years and things of that nature that's happened, I'm like, man,
won't he do it?
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
So I am very, very thankful to God for everything I have gone through. And, you know, in the end of the day, I think for those of you out there, and you know that God is real, I mean, don't question. There's no question without it. I saw something about asking atheists, was there really a God out there? And then it was just funny how it was concluded. And guess what? Each one of the atheists said, you know what? It is kind of crazy for me to believe that there's no God. And that's definitely the truth. So won't he do it?
Yes, he will. Yes. And you know what? When you're talking about that, there was a young lady, and she probably don't want me to give her name, but she was working on my campaign. Mm-hmm. Everything all right?
No, you good. I'm saying, oh, she don't want to give
you
her name. Okay.
Yeah, she probably, you know, I'm not going to give her name, right. But she's working on, and her mother passed. Hmm. Her mother died in the midst of the campaign, this last campaign. And what? I couldn't believe that she kept working on the campaign. I was just like, girl, you got to go. You know, you got to do this. She's like, no, I'm going to go take care of a few things, and I'm coming back to work on the campaign. I'm telling you, that shift did everything in me to say, wow. You know, who would do that? But I was thinking about this young lady, and when I was, I grew up in Sherwood, and we both went to Reball, and I remember one time, and we talking about where we are right now, and what God would do, and I couldn't swim. But I guess she was teaching me to swim. We was on Reball Scenic at one of the track members' house at Reball Scenic. They had a pool. Many of us didn't have pools.
Right.
And I was drowning. You know, out there trying to learn how to swim. And I was going down. And this, me and her, we were like in the 10th grade. And just me and her. And I was drowning for real. And I remember God just giving her the strength. We didn't know God. We didn't know nothing about God. But I remember her coming up under me. And you know how somebody's fighting. I could have drowned her. I remember her coming up under me and pushing me. You know, up on the side, and we're around each other all the time. I never say anything, but I'm always thinking like, boy, this girl wouldn't have got me out of that pool. You know, I wouldn't even be here today.
Wow.
But as we start thinking on how good God has been to us, Curtis, I was saying we need to just really get rid of all of the, you know, whatever it is that's holding us back, stuff. You know, as we're going into let God do that.
And as you were saying, it just kind of even reminded me of the story. I mean, situation that happened this past week in Jacksonville, Florida, which has been really a sad time for Jacksonville, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had some sad moments. Yeah.
Situation.
Yeah.
And as I think about that, I'm like, oh, my God, man, life is so short. Because we never
You're talking about our friend. Yes. That just, you know. Not here anymore.
Right.
Come on, you know, y'all go ahead and hit those hearts for life. You know, just go ahead and hit those hearts for life. You know, God is so good to us, and tomorrow really isn't promised to anybody. But we believe Him for long life. But tomorrow isn't promised to anyone. But just hit those hearts for life. Yeah. Thank God for your children. Thank God for, let's get all the stuff out of the way, you know. Yeah. And Curtis, we're going to close out with a prayer, you know, that God will deal with those issues that we just simply can't let go. Because sometimes, you know, you got, and I said it earlier, you've got delivered, but you got some inner healing issues, you know, some unforgiveness, some bitterness, some hatred, some resentment, and I call them those you just can't get over demons, just stuff that you just hold on to. But I believe that as we're going into this season of Yom Kippur, as we're going into, you know, and Yom Kippur is, you know, it's the Day of Atonement, and we don't have to have a priest to go in and offer. And I taught a message. If you can contact my ministry, I taught on Yom Kippur and the Day of Atonement today at my church. But you know, Jesus is the High Priest, and he shed His blood. That was the ultimate sacrifice. And I plead the blood of Jesus over you right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over you from the top of your heads to the bottom of your feet. I don't know who that person is that you can't let go, that you're holding in your heart, and let, allow God to deal with heart issues, and inner healing goes all the way to the root. And that's what we want to be. We want to be healed to the root. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, let every person who's under the sound of my voice get under the spout where the glory is coming out. God, this ain't by power and might, but it's by your spirit, oh God, that even just reach your hand out and whatever the point of contact, if you're in your car, if it's a radio or stereo system, just touch it. And I just believe that there is no distance in the spirit, that God is doing a new thing, not just through you, but in you. God's getting deep down on the inside, especially I see there's resentment. There's a lot of people who have the spirit of resentment, just can't let it go. Just resent, sorry about that situation. Just can't let it go. And I hear the word of the Lord saying, let it go, be loose, be free. You know, allow God to make you whole from the inside out. The work that God has begun in you, He will do a new thing. He will bring it to fruition. But you gotta give that person back to God. Don't carry them around in your heart, in Jesus' name.
Wow.
In Jesus' name. Well, we're about to close it out right now. Is there anything you want to say?
Well, I know one thing I definitely want to say before we close out, and this is just a shout out for one of your close, I guess you can say, relatives, actually, your sister.
Okay.
I know, right? Hey, look, I saw when she posted on Facebook, say, hey, now give a shout out to More Creations.
Oh, is she here? Oh,
she was on there earlier.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, she was on Facebook Live earlier. So we got to definitely give a shout out to More Creations by Jabri. They are an awesome, awesome, awesome event and wedding planning company that actually our company, Tektronics Media, has been fortunate to be their partner in developing their commercial and testimonial videos and their app. You guys can download a More Creations by Jabri app online on both the Apple iTunes Store.
But we got to break it down. A More Creations by G-B-R-E, Jabri.
Jabri. Yes, mm-hmm. yes, definitely. Or you can reach them as well. Let me see if I can say what their number is. You guys can visit them on their website, www.amorecreationsbyjabri.com. That's G-B-R-E.com. Or you can also make a call to them directly at 800 or 877-866-9010. I know they have an extension, but I don't remember that. But More Creations by Jabri, check them out on Facebook. check them out on
they
Apple.
They do all of those beautiful campaign parties and birthday parties, all the stuff.
They are the best.
Every party that I've had, every event, they are the greatest. It's it's my sister,
Her
my baby
sister.
Sister
as well, yes.
Event planner of the millennium.
Man, I tell you, awesome. So yeah, I would be remiss without giving her a shout out after she
But listen, but we're out of here, Jacksonville. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in again with another hour of power with Apostle Kim Daniels. Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience. God bless you, and I will see you next week.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's show. To contact Apostle Kimberly Daniels at Spoken Word Ministries, you can call her at 904-237-9363. Services are Sundays at 12 noon or Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. Or you can be her friend on Facebook by logging in at State Representative Kimberly Daniels. Don't forget to like and follow. And join us again next Sunday evening at 6 here on Praise 107.9.
The ultimate gospel experience, W300CU Jacksonville and WKSL HD3 Neptune Beach. The new Praise 107.9.
Thank you for joining us here at Truth and Love Ministries for this week's message, where it is our desire to connect people to God, connect people to their God-given purpose, and to connect this church to the community. We would love to hear how God is blessing you as a result of this ministry. So connect with us on Facebook at Truth and Love Jax, or leave us a message on our website at truthandlove.tv. While you're there, stay in the know with our weekly news broadcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Now here's the message, already in progress.
A life-size prom picture, come on here, and you hollering about Bobo and Boo Boo, and come on, you still talking about West Kusha and all these other people, come on here, somebody talking about what she did, talking about how he did, and talking about, well, I just don't trust nobody because he abandoned you. But can I tell you that no matter what a person does to you, no matter what how a person leaves you, can I tell you that God said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Come on here, whenever it is you leaving, I'm gonna say bye boo, cause you just making some room for what God has for me. Let me finish my definition, because this is a good one. I would hate to have to make this up. Look what this definition says. To abandon is to withdraw. Has anybody ever had somebody just pull back from you? They was all in one day. Then something happened. They just saw. Every time you call, hey, hello. Now all of a sudden they pulling back. They withdraw. If you're not careful, you will equate God's goodness with man's frailty. Preach, boy. You will equate God's goodness with man's frailty. What do I mean? You will think that God is doing you a disservice just because people are being people. To withdraw from, often in the face of danger or encroachment. To quote unquote abandon ship. I love this because it sends the signal that at the time I needed you the most. In a time of danger. Oh, but have you ever been there before? I know I have. I've been there. I've always been little. I just ain't get little yesterday, y'all. I've always been little. So when something jump off, I'm looking for my boys. Come on, somebody. And you find out who your boys are when something jump off. Come on, y'all. Go here. I mean, I know I'm a lover. I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover. But every now and then, you got to go and let somebody know I ain't no pushover now. I don't let the smooth taste fool you now. Don't let, just because I'm little. Don't think you're just going to push me and just bully me. And then I go on and start talking trash, but I am still looking for my. The amount of trash I talk is contingent upon my. But my point is, when everything is going good, everybody your friend. When you're riding high, riding good, looking good, everybody good. But it's a moment of danger. In the face of danger, you find out who your friends are. In the face of danger, you find out who's really with you. In the face of danger, you find out where you really are. Oh, there's some people in this local church. In their walk with God. Their body is sitting here. But their mind is on the other side of town. There's some people here in this local church that they're sitting right here. They're hearing everything that I'm saying. Or are they? They're sitting here. But here, can I tell you that in their mind, in their spirit, it's abandoned. And can I tell you, that's what happens even in, not just naturally in our relationships, but also spiritually in our relationships. People will abandon us. And this is one of the greatest weapons in the bag of the enemy. Never forget. Moment of transparency. I'll never forget someone very near and dear to me. We was in the transitional part of our ministry. We had got this place, and they had made up in their mind that this ain't what they want to do no more. And I said to him, I said, "How you gonna leave me now when I need you the most?" Come on, y'all ain't gonna help me. Y'all ain't never had no tough situation with nobody. No, don't leave me now. I know it's not all about me, but don't leave me now. I need you right now. But if my walk with God was predicated on somebody, if my walk with God was predicated on a person, can I tell you, can I tell you? Oh, I cried. Oh, I hurt. But can I tell you, after a while, the Lord picked me back up again. Oh, I'm trying to preach to somebody today that when somebody left you when you're broke, somebody left you and walked away from you and your family, walked away from you and your children, and they left you holding the bag. But can I tell you, man can leave you, man can let you down, but that's when God will swoop in and pick you up. I'm preaching. Look at verse 3. I'm finally finished with that. I'm sorry. Maybe it shouldn't have been on there. Look at verse 3. For you will soon be nursing at the scene. You'll be. Does anybody see the word nursing there? No, it says bursting. For you will, I'll just make sure y'all still paying attention. For you will soon be bursting at the seams. Your descendants will occupy other nations and resettle the ruined cities. That's so good right there. Because what God is saying, there's something right now that is not being habitated. There's something right now that's not being occupied. But when God finally sends that blessing, finally sends that release, God is saying a waste place or a place of ruin, now you'll be able to occupy. That's what's going on with this building. It was just sitting here. It was a former pool place. It was just sitting here, had been on the market for months and months and months and months, and nobody could get it. Can I tell you, they was holding it just for truth and love. They was holding it until we got ourselves together. And this ruined place, this place that was not being occupied, no business, no nothing was going on here. They wanted to put a casino here, and they was going, you know, them little corner casinos, and that's, they were trying to do that. They had them put a bid in, they had put a contract in, but then the owner of the facility heard that there was a church that was interested. He could have got twice as much money from the casino as he got from us, but no, he said, no, that neighborhood don't need no lucky star. That neighborhood don't need no casino. They need a church, and I'm going to give it to the church. Come on here. This desolate place was hell up for us to be able to come in here, and that's what God is going to do in your life. Somebody right now, they holding the deed to your mortgage. Somebody right now holding what it is that you're going to be driving. Somebody right now, they're in possession of what God is going to. I got to hurry. Lord have mercy. I wasn't supposed to spend that much time on that. But what they're dealing with, the weapon of barrenness. And I got, and look at this next one. Oh my God, that's what I said, the weapon of abandonment. I mixed both of them, desolate, barren, and abandonment. But look at verse 4. Verse 4 said, don't be afraid, because you won't be put to shame. Don't be discouraged, because you won't be disgraced. You'll, hear me good, you'll forget the shame you've had since you were young. Listen to this. You won't remember the disgrace, your husband's death anymore. Hear me good. Look at the picture of what Isaiah's saying. There's a barren woman who can't have any children. Then now the next picture Isaiah gives us is a woman whose husband have left her. In her youth, she was anticipating what God's going to do. In her youth, she looking. In her youth, every young girl just want to be married. Every young girl just want to walk that out. Every young girl just want to be this and just want to be that. But Isaiah says that he left you. He abandoned you. And in our case, it don't always have to be death as relates to physical death. There are some people that sleep next to us every night. And they dead. There are some people that they go half with us on all of the bills. But they dead. Oh, well, my wife used to say to me when I used to leave her home all the time, first 5 years of my marriage, I flushed it down the toilet, all for the sake of ministry. First 5 years of my marriage, I'm just going to preach here, going to the prison, going to the jail, going here, going there, going to support everybody, going to be there for my friend, this person, going to be there for my friend, that person, going, leaving her home. And she said one day, she said, you know what? We're roommates. There's no relationship. She said, I didn't get married to be by myself. Oh, but all I'm doing it all in the name of the Lord. Oh, I'm preaching to somebody here. I'm doing it all in the name of the Lord. But yet, our relationship was dying, and God has given us grace, and God has given us a bounce back anointing. Now we 13, 14 years in the game, and now God is helping me, and he's still helping me. And y'all keep praying for me to make sure I keep being the husband and the father that God is calling me to be. But can I tell you that you can be loving somebody and loving God, but yet they can be dead. Oh, my God, they can be killing you emotionally. They can be killing you physically. They could be killing you and taking all the money and making dumb and foolish and bonehead decisions. Can I tell you that you can be in the middle of a relationship, and the God of the Bible tells us today that God is going to allow this thing to come full circle, the way he said you won't even remember the shame that was caused. That's what I come to tell you today, that where God has allowed us now to come so full circle, we look back on those days and we laugh now. We look back on those days and here when she was thinking about packing up her bags and leaving me, when she was thinking about going on down the road, she said, I just want to get in the car and keep on driving. I'm just going to drive. Now you're going to come home one day from your church after you're hooking and buck, and the house going to be empty. And I said, well, hold on now. You and the devil alive. I need to slow something down right here. Come on. Come on, y'all. Help me here. That's my old lady. If you go up the road, I'm going on the road too. Come on. If you go around the corner, I'm going around the corner too. If Jody come and grab you, I'm going to say, hey, Jody, that's my old lady. Now I appreciate you now, Jody, but going on about your business. That's when I had got a real revelation. It was time for me to slow down a little bit. But we look back at those days now, and now we use those same moments to encourage other people. They say it may be bad now, but it don't have to be bad forever. Oh my God, I'm preaching good in here. I'm preaching good. Look, this woman that Isaiah likens, he says, it's a barren woman, and now this woman has been abandoned. There are some individuals in here now that are in the what we call the waiting room. They're in the waiting room. You have different categories of singles. You got single and satisfied. I ain't looking for no woman. I ain't looking for no man. I'm straight. Can I say straight? Single and satisfied. Then you got another group that's in the waiting room. They say, okay, God, you haven't sent him yet. Tall, dark, handsome, short, round with waves, whichever your preference is. You haven't sent them yet. But God, I'm going to stay in the waiting room. And can I tell you how you can get your number called? You know, when you're in the waiting room and you're just sitting there, you're looking at that number, you're looking at that number 95 times. You're still looking at it. You're looking up at the thing, looking at it. Looking. And it seemed like you got A304, then they go to F 666 or something like that. And you're like, how the devil it go all the way from A to G? And all you, because you're in the waiting room, and you're like, what the devil is going on? What are y'all back there? Are you playing with me, lady, with the thing? Can you please call my number? Can I tell you, those individuals that's in the waiting room like now, let me give you a green light to how you'll know that God is getting ready to do something. Look at verse 5. Look at this revelation where God told Isaiah in verse number 5, Isaiah 54 and 5. It says, for your maker is your husband. Good God. He says, whenever it is that you get a real revelation that your maker is your husband. Oh, I don't have to worry about who left. I don't have to worry about who walked away. I don't have to worry about who died. I don't have to worry about who went on about their business. But God says, your maker is your husband. He said, the Lord of hosts is his name. You tell you, you talking about somebody fighting a battle. Oh my God, can I tell you, the Lord of hosts will fight a better battle than any man. I don't care if he got a Glock. I don't care if he got a shank. It doesn't matter. Can I tell you, the Lord of hosts, that's what it means. It means he's the God of heaven's army. Oh my God, if we get a bump in the night, I mess around and something happened, I'll tell my baby to go out there and see what that was. Come on here, somebody. Go see what that was. Can I tell you that? Oh, we'll close the door and we'll hide. We're going to wait till the police get here. But God say, come on, y'all, they're going to help me here. God say that your maker is your husband, and he's a fighter, and he's a God of the armies of Israel. Can I tell you that God will fight for you? Oh my God, you worried about somebody, and God said, I got everything that you need. God said, not only will I fight for you, he said that I am your redeemer. He said, I'm the one that will sanction you. I'm the one that will clean you. I'm the one that will purge you. Oh my God, Isaiah said that God is getting ready to do something in your life. Oh, you want to come out of the waiting room? You got to be satisfied with God. Oh my God, I'm preaching right here. If you would just be satisfied with God and God alone, not God and no man, not God and no job, not God and no child, not God and no car, not God and no house, but in him and him alone. Oh, I heard Paul say, it's in him that I live, it's in him that I move, it's in him that I have my very being. I'm in the waiting room, but God getting ready to call my number. Look at somebody say, get ready to call my number. He getting ready to call my number. Oh, Mr. Telephone Man, I dial my baby number. I gotta click every time. But when God come your way, he not gonna get no click, he not gonna get no business signal, he gonna get right
through.
I gotta calm down. I got so many more scriptures here. I don't know what's... Look at verse 7. Verse 7. Can I get 5 more minutes? Anybody? Can I get 5 minutes? 5? They hip to me. They will not raise their hand. They looking right at me and say, I'm not going to do it, Pastor. I love you now, but I'm not going to give you 5 more minutes. I'm going to say 5, 10, 15, 20, 20. She said, go ahead. 25, 30, 35. She said, she got both hands. And she said, go. That must be a seasoned saute saint. But she over there saying, go on and I ain't got time to play with you. Let's go. Got 6. 6 more. Okay, good. Look at verse 7. For a brief moment, I wonder what is resonating in your spirit. Look what God says to his people. For a brief moment, I deserted you. I didn't come when you called. I didn't answer you when you looked for me, because I was trying to teach you something. He said, but just as a word, I'm not making this up. He said, but just as I deserted you for a brief moment, he said, with great compassion, I'll gather you. Oh, I know you feel like your life has fell apart, but God said he gonna gather you together. I know you feel like you didn't make it. God said he gonna bring God. Let me keep going. Every verse is making me excited. I got to keep going. Verse 8 says, in overflowing anger for a moment. Look what it says. I hid my face, but with everlasting love, I will have compassion on you, says the Lord, your Redeemer. Verse 9 says, this is like the days of Noah to me, as I swore that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth. So I have sworn that I will not be angry with you and will not rebuke you. One person got it. What am I telling you? In the days of Noah, he says, I got y'all, but I won't get you like that no more. He says he put a boat, rainbow in the sky to signify his covenant, to signify that I won't destroy the earth no more by water. Can I tell you that there's some things that you've been through that you won't be through no more? You won't go through that no more. Can I tell you that? Oh, that's what he told them when they came out of Egypt. He said, I want you to look back. He said,